Proclamation number 7912 of 7th of June, 1961. God gives truth to those who desire it. Trust me that I will truly not leave you in error if you seriously desire the truth from me. You must have this trust in me, and then you will also have the most certain guarantee, for thereby you will demonstrate a strong faith in me which I will never let go to waste. Roman 1, as the eternal truth myself, also want my living creations to live in truth, and therefore I will not tire of conveying it to them, because my adversary's activities and was to keep the living creations in darkness so that they will not be able to recognize me in my love, wisdom and might. You must know that it only ever concerns whether you find your way to me in earthly life or not. My adversary does not want to release you. But if you recognize the truth, then you will detach yourselves from him and strive towards me, whom you can only recognize through truth alone. And therefore he seeks to withhold the truth from you, he seeks to prevent you from receiving the truth. He will always appear where the truth is conveyed to you from me, and he will try everything to prevent or invalidate it. And since I love you and my love will never ever abandon you, I will not let you pass away in spiritual darkness if you yourselves long for the truth, for the light of realization. And you will also be able to recognize the truth as such if only you are serious about coming into possession of it. If you desire the truth, then you also desire me myself, and I will always fulfill such desire. Therefore it is wrong to say that you have no guarantee to stand in truth. It is wrong to say that no human being will fathom the truth. Although it will not be possible for him with human intellect, if he turns to me myself, to the eternal truth, then he will also be able to be certain that he will receive it, for I myself will convey it to him because he has approached me myself with the request for the pure truth. Trust me, and truly, your thinking will be right. You will recognize the truth as such and reject error, because then I will not let you walk in error if you desire the light of truth. But also seriously ask yourselves once whether you desire the truth. You must ask yourselves this question because you can also call knowledge your own which you are not willing to give and which nevertheless does not correspond to the truth. Seriously ask yourselves the question whether you desire truth. And do not be too sure that you already stand in truth. If you desire the truth, then only turn to me with trust. Free yourselves from all previous thoughts and now let yourselves be taught by me. And if you are thinking correctly before, then the spiritual knowledge will also be imparted to you again. Only now you will be able to represent it as truth with conviction, because you have now received it from me, because you desire the pure truth. You should not feel too certain of right thinking as long as the intellect is still preaching, as long as you accept knowledge from outside which you have acquired through study. And it is and remains a dead knowledge which you cannot yet represent as truth until you request the truth from me myself. Only then can I enlighten your spirit, only then will your ability to judge be strengthened, and only then will you move into right thinking, into truth, which only I can and will impart to you if you seriously desire it. For you first have to be in intimate contact with me myself so that I can express myself through the Spirit, which now introduces you to all truth, as I have promised you. Therefore entrust yourselves to me and believe that you will truly be taught correctly and that the error emanating from the Prince of Darkness, who fights against the truth because he wants to darken the path to me for you humans, will now become obvious to you. But I will always help you to the light if only you seriously desire it. Amen.